Friends, let us consider this morning the question, are you in Christ? If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Christianity is a relationship with God called being in Christ. Before becoming a Christian, a person is in sin and in the world. This word in means within or inside of. It expresses a person's relationship or his position in relation to Christ or the world. We cannot understand Christianity unless we understand these relationships. Man is not born in sin. Instead, he enters sin when he's old enough to disobey God. Jesus said that children are pure, Matthew 19, verse 14. Sin is a transgression of God's law, 1 John 3 and verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. It is not something passed down from parents. In Ezekiel chapter 18, we have the example of a grandfather, his son, and his grandson. The grandfather was a righteous man, yet his son was wicked. The grandson followed in the steps of his grandfather and was righteous. Now listen to verses 18 through 20 as he speaks of the wicked father and righteous grandson. As for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, spoiled his brother by violence, and did that which is not good among his people, lo, even he shall die in his iniquities. Yet say ye, why? Doth not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son hath done that which is lawful and right, and hath kept all my statutes, and hath done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteous of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Friends, each person is responsible for his or her own sins. Because the world is full of sin, the Bible says that the whole world lieth in wickedness, 1 John 5:19. Non-Christians are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2 verse 1. Man must not continue in sin, Romans 6:1. He must change his relationship to sin. Sin keeps one from fellowship with God. Since God cannot stand sin, he cannot have fellowship with anyone in sin, Isaiah 59 verse 2. His perfect holiness cannot have companionship with sin because sin is ungodliness, that which is ungodlike, contrary to God's very nature, Romans 1:18. Sin breaks fellowship with God. Because God loved man, he provided for man's sin to be forgiven so that fellowship could be restored. God gave his son to be a sin offering, enabling God to punish Jesus for man's sin so that man need not receive sin's punishment. But to have forgiveness of sins, man must be in Christ where God's forgiveness is found. Only in the death of Jesus can man's sins be forgiven in Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1 verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Because God cannot fellowship anyone outside of forgiveness provided in Christ, all of his spiritual benefits are man for man are in Christ. God's love is in Christ. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. His grace, or undeserved favors, are in Christ. In writing to Timothy, Paul pens these words, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Reconciliation with God is in Christ. To know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed to us the word of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:19. Redemption from sin is in Christ. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24. Do you see, friends, that outside of Christ there are no spiritual blessings? Because the death of Jesus paid the penalty for man's sins, man must trust in Jesus' death as the basis of forgiveness before God. Faith in Christ Jesus was the message that the apostles preached. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Acts 24:24. Men believed that Jesus had died for sins and trusted his atoning blood as God's only means of their forgiveness. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. In Galatians 3:26-27, Paul writes, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Notice that faith in Christ makes one a child of God when he is baptized into Christ. The word "into" means from without to within. A believer's faith brings him into Christ when he is baptized to enter Christ or put on Christ. Baptism is the point at which a believer enters into Christ where forgiveness is. Romans 6:3-5. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." If one has not been buried with Christ, he has not put on Christ. Man can have no fellowship with God until he is baptized into Christ's death, where God's forgiveness is found. A Christian's relationship with God by being forgiven in Christ puts him in the church. 3,000 were added to the church on the day of Pentecost by the Lord the first time people were saved in Christ's death. Acts 2:47. In the Bible, the church was simply people in Christ. Paul wrote to Christians sanctified in Christ at Corinth and called them the church of God. 1 Corinthians 1:2. When anyone today is baptized into Christ, he is at that same moment in the church, since the church is nothing but saved people called out of sin into Christ. Thus, the church is purchased with Christ's blood. Because Christians are bought with Christ's blood, Jesus gave himself for the church because he gave himself for Christians, and Christians are the church. The elders of the church in Ephesus were told to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts 20:28. In Ephesians 5:25, husbands are told to love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The church is often called Christ's body. In Ephesians 1:22-23, we read, "And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." By being baptized into Christ, Christians are at the same time baptized into the body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Christians are called the many members or parts of Christ's one spiritual body, the church. Romans 12:5. Jesus prayed that all believers be one in God and Christ. John 17:21. Paul said that all are one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. Christians must be of the same mind in the Lord. Philippians 4:2. Everyone in fellowship with God in Christ must be one with everyone else in fellowship with God in Christ. There is one body, just as there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, Ephesians 4:4-5. Division into different churches is sinful. The relationship in Christ includes work, growth, and fruit-bearing in the Lord. Labor is not in vain in the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15:58. In Christ Jesus, only a faith which works in love avails anything. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Paul's converts to Christ were called his work in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:1. Babes in Christ must grow together in Christ by being fitly framed as parts of the building of Christ, the church. To some in the church at Corinth, Paul says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." 1 Corinthians 3:1. Then in Ephesians 2:21, Paul says, "In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord." The Christian's relationship in Christ is a continual growth process by which he relates himself to other parts of Christ's body, the church. In Revelation 14 and verse 13, we read, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord." That lifelong relationship in Christ results in dying in the Lord. Only by living, growing, and laboring in the Lord can one die in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16 describes the dead in Christ. These are those who were baptized into Christ, who lived in Christ, and who finally died in Christ. Their wonderful relationship with God had grown closer through the years until it brought them fully into the presence of God. Let me ask you another question this morning. Are you in jail? You say, well, that's a silly question. Well, it is either yes or no, isn't it? Because it is a very definite thing to be either in or out of jail. You're either in or out. Now, are you in sin? This is far worse than a physical imprisonment. Have you believed in Christ and been baptized into His death so as to put on Christ? Either you have or you haven't. It is as definite as being in jail or out of jail. If you haven't, then you need to be baptized into Christ where all spiritual blessings are. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Friends, if we can assist you in any way, if there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.